God is a God of love, and he does not teach through fear or use fear in any way. Hello, my name is David Nelms, and I've written many articles that provide spiritual insight, and I'm happy to share them all with you. Before we begin, please take a moment to clear your thoughts and ask the Holy Spirit to help you see things more clearly. Today's topic is, why isn't God helping you? We begin. What's holding you back? What is it that seems to have come between yourself and your dreams of better relationships, better finances, better jobs, better health, etc., etc.? Why isn't God helping you? You cry out every night, God, I can't take it anymore. This job is driving me nuts. My back is killing me. How do I pay these bills? What do I do? What are the magic words that you have to say in order to get God's attention? What is it that you can do to prove your worth to God so that he will help you? There are no magic words. There is nothing you can do to stand worthy before God. God already sees you as totally worthy of everything he has. Everything he has is already yours. You just have to accept what he has already given you. And even though you think all your begging and crying has proven you want what he has for you, the fact that you don't have it is proof that there is still something in the way. I have come to a realization about how we are purposely turning away from all the things that God has given us. At any moment, you can choose to see where this is true for yourself as well. Let me share how I was able to see this more clearly. Just a short time ago, I felt there was never enough time. I worked endlessly at building a business, and it seemed that no matter how hard I tried, I could never get things done. There was always something else to do, and the profits were never there to make up for all the efforts I had put into the business. I was seeking God's path most of the time, and just did not understand why this was happening to me. How is it that people who don't even pursue God have success when I'm trying so hard and getting nowhere? One day, after having started off with study and prayer, I felt sure I would do so well. I placed God in the seat with me and said, let's get to work. The day was miserable. Everything went wrong, and I spent an entire day trying to fix a problem that would just not go away. I was really angry at God and had to question whether I was just talking to myself or if this eternal God really existed. That night, while talking about my day, I felt myself nearing depression. I was just tired of trying so hard and getting nowhere. I thought to myself, this day was a total waste, and I'll be up all night because I won't be able to relax. Kaboom! A clear awareness came into my mind when I finally heard myself think those words. I've been lying awake at night for years, tormented with not having accomplished anything that day. Tormented that what I did was not enough, and there you have it. There it was. In one quick moment, I undid anything of value I may have accomplished that day, ensuring I would never be satisfied with what I had done, guaranteeing it would not be profitable, and proving to myself that what I just did was not enough. It's a circle that self-perpetuates and guarantees its own existence. Having spent my day creating and building my business, I was undoing all my hard work by simply not being satisfied with what God has given me, by believing he did not help me enough or give me enough. I was ensuring I would never have enough time by being so sure that I didn't have enough time. I was ensuring that the business would not succeed by assuring myself that what I was doing was not good enough. I was doing this to myself the whole time. How or why would God bless something I felt was unworthy? God does not go against our will. That is our greatest gift. Yet we do things with our will that we don't understand, and then we blame God for the outcome. The answer is an understanding that it is us and not God as the source of the problem. How did I fix this? I stopped creating new problems and started being sincerely thankful for what I have accomplished instead of being unhappy about what I have not accomplished. I chose to be thankful. I chose to give thanks. I decided to give God a chance to do something in my life by being thankful and open to where He would take me. I realized that He can't take me anywhere when I am unthankful, because then I will never hear Him, nor will I see His guidance. So how else do you apply this? Let's say you are stuck in a job you can't stand. You complain all the time about how terrible it is, yet stay there out of fear of leaving. How can you be thankful for something so miserable in your life? You just need to look at it differently. Be honest with God and tell Him you are not happy in your current situation and that you are open and willing to listen to what and where He would have you go. Then, while doing that miserable job, be thankful for where it's taking you. Be thankful for the fact that God is leading you out of there. God doesn't require your thankfulness, but He is unable to work within your life effectively when you thwart His efforts by being unthankful. He can't bless something you dislike. At the same time, don't try to fool God. If you're not feeling thankful, be honest and tell Him you're not feeling thankful and you would like help in seeing your situation in another way. Life can be like making a trip down the highway. You're a passenger going from A to B. God is driving. So you're not really sure where B is. You can choose to let the blur of trees and signs distract you and make you fearful and resentful of the journey, even stopping a trip on your own and getting out in a place you really shouldn't be. Or you can choose to accept and trust that God knows what and where B is and be thankful and attentive during the trip. God is taking everyone somewhere better. So don't be fearful or thankless during the trip, because the trip teaches you what you need to know so that you are prepared to arrive at B in the first place. In a word, trust. To trust God is to let Him drive. This article has concluded. To access more articles, please visit the Being Willing website at www.beingwilling.com. That's BEINGWILLING.com. BeingWilling.com. Thank you for allowing me to share this time with you, and have a great day.